We're up to page Ayin Aleph. We're up to Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph Halacha Ches. Halacha Ches. It's on page Ayin Aleph. Yesh Noihagim Shekoidim Habdika Manichim Pitute Lechem. You should put out pieces of bread in places where you will find them. Why? What's the reason for this minuk? Because you're making a bracha. And when you make a bracha, you want the bracha to be chal al bir chametz. You want the bracha to be chal upon something. And if you did such a good job cleaning your home, you're not going to find chametz. Upshita, a person does not see here 10 pieces. I do not know where 10 pieces comes from. That's some Kabbalistic reason why I have 10 pieces. It just says over here in the Kitshulchanach, put out pieces. Pitute lechem does not say 10. Also notice he does not say that all the pieces should equal a kazayis. Years ago, I once heard someone tell me a chumrah that you should be makbid since you're putting out pieces. The whole
Not everyone
kazayis. Total that all the pieces together should equal one kazayis. Some people put out teeny little things. They even buy kits.
Yeah,
you can buy kits. I saw yesterday in the store for $1.95. $1.95 a kit that has 10 little pieces. I didn't buy it. Don't worry.
It's a double seal.
It's a double seal. The plastic. What?
You
got crumbs. Okay.
Aseres
b'nei Haman?
Yeah,
to burn?
Then,
so what do you do? You hang the pieces?
You want to burn the pieces. Okay. It's very telling in what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not say. It's very telling to take note. Okay, it's telling when you take note of what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not say. He does not say the number 10 and makes no mention that all the pieces together should equal a kazayis. A kazayis is sheer achila. Is there a sheer beer has to be a kazayis? We learned yesterday when it comes to halakha, the lining of the candle. You should have dafka less than shall be baltashkas. It's an interesting idea. I don't know. But you're doing it for a purpose. Okay, I heard such a chumrah years ago. I don't know if there's any truth, any halachic basis for such a chumrah. Tradition. I don't know. I'm sure there's some Kabbalistic Iranian. The spoon is to go and to to pick up. The feather is to dust out from the cracks. I don't know the answer. This is traditional. It's Kabbalah. I'm sure there's some Kabbalistic reason why you use a feather and a spoon.
It started because they used to make shmals from the chickens. The kids didn't want the kids to mess around, so they took a feather from the chicken and said, "Here, play with this."
Really? That's why? I don't know. I do not know. The Mekoymos, Shem Sem, okay, Ki Chayshem Shemel Yim Sem Kolom Vitei Brach Levatolo, B'shita Ki Mi Shein Abayde Kuroi. It's Pashut, a person that does not Abayde Kuroi, Ela Shumikabetz Elu HaPetitim. He just walks around the house to collect the pieces. Lo Ki Mitzvah Bedika V'Asa Brach Levatolo. The Iker is not to run around the house, pick up the 10 pieces. The Iker is to really search the house. You do not need to do a very deep search, but you should go and look around for real to make sure everything is in order and to pick up the pieces as well, of course. And then my Rebbe, once someone asked our Rebbe, what happens if you put out 10 pieces and you only find 9? What do? You only find 9. So the Rebbe says, keep on looking. Keep on going. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? You do the best you can, otherwise you mavatlet.
But the Shulchan Aruch says you have to keep on going.
Keep on going until you find that 10th piece. It happened to me. I remember that year. It happened to me. We put out the pieces and we only found 9. And we're looking and looking and looking until we finally came to the conclusion that we only put out 9. Okay? We discussed this yesterday. So yesterday, a flashlight, the Sha'ar of the had a very long entry, and he says it's mutl l'chatchila, pretty much. He says mutl l'chatchila, there's no din hadlaka, but when it comes to Ner Shabbos, you need a din hadlaka. There's no din hadlaka, there's just that there should be light. So he came out of Maskan, that's mutl. The only thing he says is that ninagav, they have a tradition to use the Ner Shal Shaiva. Ner Shal Shaiva. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says that there's a minig yisrael ner shel shavus. I told you it's very common today that people do for just for a minute, for 3 minutes, for 1 minute. He has started with a ner shel shiva. Not oil. This is not Hanukkah. You don't use oil. You use a ner shel shavus that does not drip, even though ner shavus does drip all over the place. My mother used to warn my father, don't drip with the wax all over the place. Your wife says that to you? Don't get the wax all over the place. And it says actually, that's why you should not use shumin and shemin, because it's going to drip all over the place. But we have that same problem with our wax today. It gets all over the place. It's not only wax, it's paffron.
It
does not drip. A little bit also, beeswax also drips. Okay.
But
we use paraffin. We don't even use the real thing. I was in the store yesterday, and on the counter they had three kits on the countertop. Number one, they had the kit with the 10 pieces. Okay, 10 pieces of chametz, double wrapped in plastic, $1.95. Then they had the kit, which you get in the mail. Hopefully, you get in the mail with the feather and the spoon and a candle, a little wax candle. And then they had another kit. Yakne Bahas, a special Yakne Haas, a special candle.
No, 2 weeks.
Havdalah. Havdalah candle. So the Chatzila, there's a machlokes apoyskin if you're supposed to put together two candles together. Some hold that you should. You should put the two candles together by Mitzvah Shabbos. When you make Havdalah at Kiddush, should you take two candles and put them together? Machlokes apoyskim. Some say you should take two candles from the Ner Yom Tov and put them together. And some say, no, you should not. You're not supposed to do that. You're causing Havara L'Shloi L'Tzorich. And therefore, just make Borei Ma'ori Ha'esh on the Leichter the way it is without touching, interfering. Different traditions. The ideal thing to do is to have a candle which has two wicks, but you have to light that candle. I don't understand this thing, because the candle is a tall candle.
You
have to can't put it out. It's a sakana. It's a fire hazard.
You use that Shabbos night to light the candle to begin with, and then.
But it's a tall candle. What they were selling on the counter.
Then you bring it to the table.
So what's the problem?
It's a fire hazard.
No,
it's a fire hazard.
Not that tall.
The one that I saw was pretty tall. No, this was the one that was selling on the counter was big candles used for
the Pesach Seder. They have those big gigantic.
So they have to be very careful. All right, so they had these three kits.
Plastic things that go around the Banish Tanalas that go down, they protect the bias, so it doesn't stretch out.
I asked the person on the counter, I picked up the kit, the hat, the feather, the spoon, the candle, and the nusach. I said to him, all you're missing in this kit is a little disposable flashlight. I said you should put in the kit. They should put in the kit a little flashlight, you know, disposable LED, because it matches also. Because no one's going to use the candle for more than 2 minutes. The candle is not long enough. The candle is not long enough to last the whole medika or whatever. It's just a little tiny candle, so you should have a little flashlight. That would be a real kit. That would be kedai to buy, you know, because you have to go, where's my flashlight? This. You have the flashlight. So he gave me a speech. The guy behind the guy says to me, flashlight? Who uses a flashlight? What kind of person are you? Tradition, you have to use a candle. I use a candle. You have to be careful. Yeah. But
size.
Okay, fine. Good for you. You want to use the candle. I'm not going to get into an arguing with you. But I still think you would make a lot of money. It would be a good business to put a little flashlight in the kit.
And just light them up.
GPS.
Yes.
See, he has a good idea to have a GPS tracker in each of the 10 pieces, just in case it gets lost.
Turn
left, right, 3 feet. Don't joke. The day will come. Don't joke. The day will come. Yeah. So you put it on the tray. You have to be very careful. Everyone is now super nervous. Everyone is now super nervous now. They're throwing out the hot plates. They're selling out the smoke detectors. Everyone's nerves are shattered. Okay, let's go further. Halacha test. Okay, we're running out of time. We only have a few minutes. I want to finish up Dusa before he comes in. Halacha tes achamet shehu mishayel achila lemechiva yenichadim habedika b'makam hamushum ha'itiv. The chametz said that is left over for achila mechiva. You should put in a safe place before hamushum ha'itiv. V'chein achamet shehu moitzi b'bedika. So the chametz you find in the bedika v'tzach l'sarfa l'machar yaniach b'makay mishumer u'mekusher in a place that's guarded, it's tied, shlo ye'aved mimenu tshnak get lost v'yenichem b'makam sheyireihu l'machar where you'll see it tomorrow v'lo yishkach l'sarfa, you'll not forget to burn it. Halacha yud. Achar habadika miyad yivatlenu. Immediately after the bdika, we recite the kol chamira, and the kol chamira is only for the chametz that we do not know about. We're not mevatel yet the chametz that we do know about. Veikra bittel hu belev. Ikra bittel is belev. Sheyigmar belibo shekol chametz shebershutzay harehu kilu enu as if it does not exist. The enu chashav kilum vaharehu kumo offer in its dust. Uchadavar shein boitzarch klal. V'tikne chametz sheyotzim medvarim elu gam befiv. V'yoymer and you say the mitzvah of kol chamira. It's in Aramaic. It was really meant. The reason why it was authored, it was composed in Aramaic, was because that was the language that was most well understood, and that's why. So therefore, if we don't know that language today, therefore we should say it in Yiddish or in English or in Hebrew. Some of the different things that we have, the little things in the kits, have the nusach in English too. So it's a good idea to say it in English as well. Here he quotes Yiddish. I don't know Yiddish. I'm not going to even try to read it. Halacha Yiral.
All the which is in my Rishus that I found in my Rishus.
Okay, let's go further. Halacha Yiralef. Halacha Yiralef. Yiraf. Alav pisha bittel esach chametz b'layla leach habadika mikol makam gam b'yom leach hasasaf. So yachsev yavlan. You have to do bittel a second time. V'yichlol kol hachametz. And when you do the bedika in the morning, you have to include all the chametz. V'yom kol chamira ibaloshen shumavin. And that kol chamira includes everything, even the chametz that you do know about, the chametz that you're burning as well. You want now some of the custom that you don't say kol chamira until after you burn the chametz. Because if you go and you say kol chamira before you burn the chametz, or you throw it into the fire. And sometimes it can take 10 minutes. People don't have patience. There's a fire burning, you throw it into the fire, and you don't have patience, you start already saying kol the chamira. That means that when you're burning the chametz, it's not your chametz anymore. So you prematurely said the kol chamira. You have to first wait until it's burnt beyond royal achilas kelev, and then say kol chamira in order to fulfill the minog of burning your chametz. If you're going to be mevatel the chametz that you own before you burn the chametz, you're not being the kind of the meaning of burning your chametz. You're burning someone else's chametz. You're burning the chametz shel hefka. So you throw it into the fire, you observe and make sure it's completely burnt, and then you say the kol chamira. Now, lechatchila, the minig is to burn during the shas israchila, which means in between that last hour and 15 minutes, that last hour, the fifth hour, during the time when you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you're allowed to derive benefit from chametz. That is the ideal time to burn the chametz. The minig, why is that the ideal time? Because it will be bal tashkas to do before that. Before that period of time, you burn early in the morning. So why are you burning good chametz? You can eat it. Why you're even bal tashkas. You have a good piece of food, and you're burning it. What gives you the right to burn? Eat it. Give it to the poor. But once it comes the Shas Israchila, whatever the Zman is, it comes the fifth hour, you're no longer allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to own it, you're allowed to derive pleasure from it. Now you have a legitimate reason why you're burning the chametz. Because anyway, no Jew in Klal Yisrael at this point in time is allowed to eat it. So it's the ideal time to burn the chametz is approximately that time. People go to work. Remember, years ago it was much more common. Today, I know some people don't go to work that much on Erev Pesach anymore. But years ago, it was very common. People did not wait. People would burn it right after davening, 7 o'clock in the morning. They would burn chametz early in the morning.
They do it today too.
They do the
people. When the kids out of the house.
So you do see people burning chametz very early in the morning, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. It's just it's a hiddur. It is.
The subs was earlier because they didn't.
Okay, a little bit. So 10 o'clock, only an hour earlier.
9:30, you have to get rid of.
But I think the main reason why years ago, I remember very clearly. I think main reason was because years ago it was unheard of not to go to work Erev Pesach. Everyone went to work Erev Pesach. No one was around at 10, 11 o'clock. No one was dilly-dallying. No one was roaming around the streets at 10, 11 o'clock. So you're on the train by 7:30. So therefore, right after davening, people would burn the chametz on the way out of shul. And people like me would make a lot of money. We would go on the Lower East Side, not collecting, we get tips. Today, no one gives tips anymore. No one gives tips at burning, but in those days, that's the way, the least side. You come, you burn your chametz in front of the Bialystok shul, in front of the apartment buildings. Everyone had their territory, their turf,
right.
And you don't mess with someone else's chazaka. If you had your fire in front of 575 FDR Drive, no one's going to mess with you. If you have your fire in front of the Bialystok or in front of the bakery area on East Broadway, no one's going to mess with you. And the minhag was, you burn the chametz, you give a tip. You give $1, $2, $20, whatever you give.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have until very recently. I don't do it anymore. But I used to have. We came to Flatbush, so I was accustomed to a big public. Everyone comes together. So that wasn't the custom. I noticed. First of all, noticed people, they burnt it early. Everyone did their own thing in their backyard. But over time in our block, we sort of got together. We had one big fire for the whole block, and then there was an East Sider who lived in the apartment building. He used to come around and he would tip me $20. And he would, I was enough to give me the 20. I said, no, for old time's sakes. Like the Lower East Side, when you give a tip.
It was Chametz
Gemani. What? Chametz Gemani? I don't think he was a good guy. So you give me. But today, obviously, it's a different world. They're not so organized in Flatbush. In Bar Park, they're much more organized. In Bar Park, what? No, they're not. Here, they're not organized. They tried the last couple of years and it didn't go off too well.
Nah.
Out of town, it's very good. In Lakewood, it's fantastic. In Lakewood, it's really good. Lakewood. Yes, for many reasons, but they didn't. In Bar Park, they're very good. Bar Park, they have every few blocks, they have the fire department is there with all the machers, whatever, shomrim, and they have bins and they do it really well. And they clean it up. That's the best thing. The moment it's over, sanitation department is there and they sweep it clean. Here in Flatbush and other places, they're not too organized. No one knows what they're doing. Everyone does it on Isha Yosha Be'in of Yaseh. And you'll always hear, guarantee you, at 11 o'clock, you'll hear sirens from fire engines running around the neighborhood. Yeah?
In Montreal, they didn't allow.
Yeah, now they're getting very tough.
In one place,
right. They're getting very tough now. Now it's an older world, and they're not.
You have a lot of little kids.
Yeah. It's very good. They're cracking down.
It's not just kids.
In Lakewood, they're very tough. In Lakewood, they have in every location there's a place. It's official. This is the only place where you come burn chametz, and people come together. They burn chametz together. The fire department is there. They burn it. They clean it. It's efficient. That's the way. That's a fantastic thing. Okay, let's go further. Halacha yud beis cheder shetzarich bedikas chametz v'reitzel asayisay oitzer. A room which requires bedikas chametz, and you want to make it into an oitzer. You want to make it into a storage area. Perush shereitzel leetzar b'sechet perush leetzer v'shar dvarim shemach mazel lo yuchal levodkai kishyagia lelar ba'asar tzach livdak techilas chametz sham b'layla. So it says that if you're planning on using the room as a storage facility and you're not going to be able to get into this room to do bedika when it comes the night of Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, so you should do the bedika before you fill up the storage room. If you have a room, this is the last time you're going to be in the storage room. It's in your office. The last time you're in your office, if you're not planning on coming, into your office over the night of Pesach, so you do basically a bedika. That's really what it's all about. You do a bedika in your office the last time you go to your office. You do a bedika. Vafilu yesh od zman rav ara pesach. Vafilu miyad liachar pesach shover. I mean, that's a little bit bizarre. But let's say you have a room that you're filling up. It's mitzvah pesach, and you're filling up this room with whatever it is, storage materials. And you're not going to walk in here until 2 years from now. So you do a bedika a year in advance. I'm going to inspect this room for chametz before I fill it up with whatever I need to fill it up with, and that will be the bedikah. The evidim lo badku kodem shas to toitzo imdaitu lefonos lefonos kodem shegiyas man bedikas chametz ein et sarch lahatuya chatul lefonos lavodkoi avol imdaitu lefonos besachim epesach sarch lefonos chatul lavodkoi. If you did not do bedikah in a certain place and you have no plan and never going in there through Pesach, you do not need to do a bedikah the night of Pesach, because of the tircha of emptying out the room to look for chametz. You can just forget about it. B'diavad. V'afal pi sheyesh terech rav v'chaser nekis, but if you are planning on going into this shum on Pesach and emptying out all the items inside, then you have an obligation, the night of Erev Pesach, to go into that room and to empty out all of the material and to do a proper kosher bedika. Halacha yud gimel, v'im oitzer so'itzer al dash lo'y lefnei. So you make the oitzer Almanas shleif noisay aliyachar pesach oza yeshchil b'zman. If you make an alman, it depends. Im hu kodim shloshim yom shleif noisay pesach. If you make the oitz almanas not to clean it out, then it depends when you made it into the oitz. Was it 30 days or more than 30 days? Ain it tzach levatkel? You do not need to do bedika. The yoyel loy habitul sheivatel kol chametz b'zmanoy. If it's more than 30 days, you do not need to do bedika. If you're not planning on going into this room, and it's enough to do a bittul. Avol mu toich shloshim yom shleif noisay pesach. Less than 30 days before the Pesach, then you have an obligation. Chal Allah v'chiyah bedika, achiy bedika. V'tzach levatka, afilu b'diyavadim shach v'levatka, v'tzach lefnesa sa'itza, levatka l'kulay l'kazir. We did already. Let's just go on with a little interesting thing. We'll stop. Rabbi Adam is here. If you want to do one halach over here on the bottom, on page Ayin Aleph, about the pieces. Okay, look about ois tes. Manichim petite lechem v'ramor kosav dim loy nosan lo'ikev. If you don't put out 10 pieces, it's okay. The ikar hamitzuhu l'chap. The ikar is to look. The ikar is not the pieces. V'im loy matza gamkin kakim hamitzvah. And if you do not find, let's say you search, you do not put out 10 pieces, and you do not find any chametz whatsoever, it is not a bracha levatola. The bracha does not need a cheftza to be chal upon. The bracha is to do a maisa of searching. If you do a maisa of searching, mikra din, that is sufficient. V'ayin b'pischit tshuva, ha'evi mishut emek hal emek halacha, Diladidon shemachabdim hachadonim mikoidem ein habdika kol kach chiyuvis ulechein tzorch laniach hapitutim mitzar hadin ayin shabbos. It's a very big chiddush that since today most of us, we already have cleaned the house before Pesach, so the bedik is nothing more than a spot check. So it's not considered to be a real significant search, because we already know in our heads we've already vacuumed and we've already cleaned, and there's not going to find a crumb in the room. So what are you doing? Is a spot check really what Chazal had in mind when they told us to make a bracha al bir chametz? Is that really sufficient? This is the big question, and therefore he holds that therefore it's more of a chiv as manazet to put out the pieces, so at least the search should be chal upon something there. The li nira oitam shemnicham pitutim kedei lohaytze atzma misavik plugsa i asa. There's a mitzvah, the rights of tashpisu. You shall make sure you do not have any chametz in your possession. How are you mekayim tashpisu? Is tashpisu through by doing nothing? Or you have to amaisa tashpisu? What's tashpisu? Where the piece should be become yasei, shim lo yimsa ein lo klom levayar. Because if you don't put out the pieces, there's nothing. You kind of the mitzvah rak b'shev v'al tase. I did not find anything, so I did not do a maisa to fulfill tashbisu. I fulfill tashbisu by default. That is subject to debate if that's called the fulfillment of tashbisu. So therefore, he's giving another lumnus. It's not just stam that you want the bracha to be chal upon something. Do a maisa. You also want to be mekayim a mitzvah de oraisa of tashbisu be'oifan muhudar, with a kum va'aseh instead of just a shev, the altase, by doing nothing. Okay, and I do believe, interesting thing, I remember last year we discussed this, is that should the person who puts out the pieces make the bedika? In other words, you're putting out the 10 pieces. Should someone who's searching not know in advance where the 10 pieces are? Or that way you're doing a real search. You're doing a real search. You only find out because you don't know. Or should Bedavko, the person who put the piece, know where the piece is? So you would think face value, of course, it would be preferred you should not be the one who put out the pieces. So it should be a surprise. That way it will be real. But the truth is, if not mistaken, I think of Chaim Kanievsky talks about this. I don't remember the details, but I believe there's a mahalich bedafka. You should be the one. The one that's all part of the minhag. You should find your own chametz. You should know what you're looking for. You should know ish yodea maras nafshay. The chametz is the se'or shabi'isa. So it's something which seems so simple is not so simple. You think better. I should not know where it is. If I don't know where it is, memela, I'll do a better search. That's true. You'll do a better search. But when it comes to the kind of the minhag of the 10 pieces, every person knows. There's another reason. The chametz is the se'or shabi'isa. Everyone knows their problems. Everyone knows where they're weak, where the yetzahara got them. So adrabah, before you focus on all the hidden, the subconscious sins you have, first worry about the obvious. First cover all the obvious problems in your life. So you have the 10 pieces, put out the 10 pieces. Go search for those 10 pieces. Destroy those 10 pieces. Destroy the Sa'ar Shabi Isa. And of course, in the process, when you're looking for those 10 pieces, look around very well to do a real bedika. But don't lose focus of the obvious. People that we have a tendency in this world, we're always looking for segulas, for the bizarre. The bizarre and the exotic. Before you go and focus on the bizarre and the exotic, focus on the basics. And that's all symbolized in the Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is the Sarsha B'Isa. Focus on the basics. Put out the pieces yourself. Pick up the pieces. So do a bedika. While you're doing it, do a nice bedika. If someone else is going to be doing it, so it's like I'm a tzaddik yisrael. I don't have any chatoim. The only thing I need to go look for is the unknown. No, there's plenty that's known before you go. Okay, with that, I want to wish you all a chag kosher v'sameach. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. We're going to come back after Pesach on Monday, and we have to finish off the crown jewel right before. So the end of the last year, we have a very big schuss of having a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Rav Yisrael Einemar. There'll be Mahanas with Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Jush, Machshava, Lamdis Binyanei Pesach.